Little Little Widow.
Question has been asked on genes.
Okay, better do it before my function starts wrong.
Okay. Have you figured, has Cornas figured out how to the entire DNA strain of a person?
What sort of question is that?
Well, I'm studying gene splicing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading how to get the entire genes point figured out. It's like huge amounts of information.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, through all his work, that he's finally able to guide it from point A to point Z.
What do you think?
I figured he had to.
Of course.
And so basically he can go into any part of that
mm-hmm.
gene.
And take whatever he needs for whatever he needs. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to head out in a few minutes. Hang on, hold on a second. You know something?
What?
I'm out of here. And for us, I'm acting as my mistress again. Best sensibly. No good. Hello, me. We can now get down to some serious work. Best work I can hand over to a man who will brief you before you proceed with your session.
Alright.
Okay. Russ, and down to business. It is a business session. Okay. This is what will happen. We shall have the pilot talk to you. Then we shall adjourn for half an hour. The Chandler has been advised not to do a time translocation. And then we shall continue after a 30-minute break, and I suggest that you set your timer to activate after for the 30 minutes. Make it 25 to give yourself 5-minute warning. Okay? And then we shall continue with the session after that. Okay? Got it. Okay. Now, this isn't exactly how we planned it. We have a junior pilot who seems to have been a little bit delayed. He is outside talking with the channeler about flying techniques. We shall fill in whilst the secretary goes and fetches him. And then we shall continue with the session when we get them in here. In the meantime, do you have any questions non-relating to this flying information?
Yeah, I'm working on a book I picked up a long time ago and it kind of picked up and dropped once in a while. Called Operation Showman,
mm-hmm.
and also Operation Landing Light, the same book. And the main title is Visitors from Other Planets.
Mm-hmm.
This book is pretty interesting in that it works. It talks a lot on Ashtar Command, Sananda, channelings between early space flights and now, concerning work with looks like Ashtar Command on Earth.
It doesn't actually mention us by name.
Just Ashtar.
Okay.
But it's pretty much pretty close to what we're working on here. Mm-hmm. Only they're using far more interactive with you guys as far as getting message out, let's say.
Okay.
But I just wonder if you'd heard about this or not. Had any comment on it?
I can't confirm or deny that we had it. Well, obviously we did have something behind it, but I cannot confirm or deny that it's an ongoing issue. There's other projects handled by other people, and I myself do handle other projects as well as this one. So anything that would overlap would be discussed. Things that aren't overlapping are non-discussable.
Okay, I have an idea this might be overlapped, so I'll read further and we can talk on it
okay.
Later day. Yes. Let's have more information.
Okay. Now I'm going to hand over to this junior pilot.
Okay.
He wishes to give you his name himself. I'm not quite sure how he's going to handle this, since this is the first time that he's ever channeled. So, I shall see you in a little while, and I shall be here sitting on the sidelines, monitoring and ready to help with anything.
We're all set down here.
Okay.
Greetings and welcome. Would you like a moment to acclimate yourself first? It takes a lot to get used to.
Greetings.
Ah, that's better. And greetings.
Maybe too loud.
That's all right. It's good for the recording that we're doing.
Ah.
Well.
Wait.
Okay.
Functioning. Name is Under Officer Tull.
Greetings, Under Officer Tull. My name is Russ. And you're channeling through the Tullman name. Just spoken to over the years.
Yes. That's friendly.
You're the knife guy. Yeah, we're glad to have you with us this evening.
Honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you. Can you stay long?
Yes.
Oh, good. I have a number of questions to ask as we go along. First off, how's everything in the body?
New controls.
A little rough at first. Used to.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Necessary release of information. Proceed.
Okay. My first question I have is, on travels that you do with your ships,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering how you managed to dimension hop.
That is restricted information.
Okay. I figure some of this might be, but you have to ask where we're at.
Do you fly?
I fly a computer plane, sort of a simulation.
You understand technical data?
Some of it, yes.
Okay. Proceed with question.
Okay. Now then, one thing I've got to question is on encounters that we seem to have down here of UFOs. We either get beings that are either hostile, curious, or just seem like tourists. Are these groups that you witness or see going bound when you travel?
Yes, more groups. Anthropologists, biologists, archaeologists, paleontologists, hostile, we deal with, curious, thrill seekers. To deal with hostile, we engage in pursuit combat, not wishing to harm. I am an under officer for a small group of craft to defend against hostile.
So would you say you just chase them off?
Yes. Combat's not preferred. Destruction of hostile only when necessary.
Now how do you tell the difference between the two? As to hostile to just the curious or the scientists and such?
Hostile behave in way with hostile movements, secretively trying to avoid detection. Hostile sometime get through, most time not.
Now, if we were to, in our UFO sightings, see craft, how would we be able to distinguish between the two?
Hostile, you would not see until too late. Curious and friendly, don't care about hiding. Hiding, sign of hostility. However, time some necessary for curious and friendly to hide because of people not understanding.
Now, one thing I've noticed in the reports is that the flying done by the craft are always pretty spectacular. In other words, they've got maneuvers that are planes nowadays can't quite keep up.
Yes. We fly curious patterns. From what's said by Mark, would describe flashy.
Yeah, flashy the word. But in an account I was just reading, in fact, where some jets were approaching near Mach 1, the crafts really just zipped in and right behind the planes at speeds unimaginable.
Craft of 1968, your counting,
right.
Was that mentioned?
Well, it was over Spain, the
continent in Europe, southern country,
Right. Your
country next door, Portugal.
Right.
Other side, Spain. Near mountains, Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were seen on radar, and the jets went up, but they couldn't really keep up with them.
Jet of French aircraft.
Right, the Mirage.
Mirage 3.
Right.
Blue color.
That's it.
You understand no incident well?
Just from my the accounts I've read, yes.
I know the incident well.
You were there. That was pretty flashy.
Thank you. Honored you think so.
The pilots thought so, too.
Sometime you hear I show?
Yes. I look forward to it.
I not normal speak this way.
Yes, I figured as much. But you're doing well for what you for how it's going.
Thank you.
How do you train to do this kind of stuff?
From younger age, I learn from my genetic father. He raped Navigator, but not so great. Mistake happens. End of story.
Yeah. So do you train the one like, say, simulators like we do down here?
Yes. Plus, in sleep mode.
Oh.
Then no substitute for real time. Fly first as sub-under officer, which sits as backup pilot, then under officer, finally officer.
So you you do have people under you now?
Yes.
So do you do training now also?
No. I am mainly reconnaissance and combat. Combat not preferred.
Right. Understand that. Mark, when you talk to him, I'm sure could let you know also. You prefer not to do combat if you can help it also.
Why you fire?
Usually out of ignorance. But they wouldn't have any effect on your ships, would they? Our defensive weapons or offensive weapons?
Sometimes malfunctions happen. Missile fire, damage to craft go down. Pilot sometimes not rescue. Craft activate self-destruction.
So have you ever had to fire on one of our aircraft, say, in defense?
We are not allowed to.
Some kind of shameful. You have to get shot down. You can't shoot back.
Balls have accidents. No such thing as bad pilot. Bad pilots do not last long. End of story.
That's for sure. Well, now, how fast do your ships able to travel? Is that restricted?
Do not follow the question.
I mean, is there a limit to how fast two ships can go?
By laws of physics, only factor. I'm able to tell you in your speed.
Well, you use space folds and warps to take shortcuts in space?
Not locally, only long trips.
Okay. But how do you have them? How are you able to find them? Like on maps, or do you have machines that spot them for you?
Some occur occasionally. Some artificial induced.
That'd be handy.
Some occur permanently, not in local area.
Well, do you have a chance to ever see black holes and have to travel by them?
No. I am being stationed here now 70 times.
70 years, yes. Oh, so you've seen most of the stuff around here.
No. I'm each place 100 times. Four places being me.
So roughly 400 times less.
Less 30. My time of duty is at each station.
Do you get to usually fly only one type of craft?
No, I fly reconnaissance, also fly patrol for hostile, also rescue.
So these would be three different kinds of craft?
Yes. Rescue, bigger, slower, less weapon, more circular. Patrol, smaller, oval, armed, free crew, attack, small, very fast, armed, free weapon,
Would you ever have to do anything like, say, dogfights? Mark described those.
What is
a dogfight? It would be where like two craft are in the air maneuvering to get the better of the other craft, to get the tactical advantage of the other craft.
Ah, understand. Sometimes. Please correct when mispronounced words.
So do you ever come to respect the flying skills of, say, somebody that you were trying to chase off?
Yes. Have a a friend of sorts. Hostile. Fancy moves. Met several times. Never face to face.
Wow. Which is known from his moves?
Yes. And his vehicle.
You guys ever have to shoot each other, or it's just a flying show?
No. Never fired.
Good.
At friend.
Who usually comes out the better of these?
Sometimes friend, sometimes myself.
That's interesting.
Fun.
So, do you ever get off the parties that are happening up there?
Young lady. Gate crash.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Somebody. Maybe talk.
Sure.
Is she here?
Oh, no. That'd be Bethany. I'll try to come up there myself.
We talk. Fly.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
I show you training.
Oh, good.
Maybe hot pilot?
Uh-huh.
Maybe not.
We'll find out. Okay. I just have a couple more questions to ask.
Proceed.
Let's keep going. When I used to live in Arizona, a place called Sedona.
Yes.
It's up in the northern part.
Know well.
Ah, good. I was walking through town one time, and off about a quarter mile away, at approximately 100 feet in the air, I saw three what looked like regular jets. But they were traveling very slowly and making no noise whatsoever.
By pointed tower? Reference point?
Yeah, a rock that looks like a pointed tower. A rock-shaped what tower.
Yes.
It looked just like regular military aircraft, but there was no way that military aircraft fly that low with no noise whatsoever.
Possible.
Can your ships change shape like that?
No. Your military craft sound experimental, very quiet. Also depend on air density. Density of engine noise coming or going towards you, wind, many factors. Some your craft quite quiet, depend on sound shielding from rock strata.
Oh, so it would be a natural or a source of water.
Possible. But not discount other people vessel.
Right.
Sorry. Other vessels. Try again. Other visitors. Their vessels, possibly.
Okay. Now, Sedona seemed to be quite the place for UFOs. I know there's a lot of energy in the area made up of the vortexes.
Yes.
Does that help your the ships at all?
For
navigation, say?
Yes. Navigational reference. Yes. Other factors, more aerobatic, more amusement. Sometimes like people to watch.
Yeah, well, you would impress quite a few people out there, because I have a lot of folks who did see them notice flashy moves.
Five turns past.
Five turns.
I fly many times in area. Sometimes day, sometimes dark.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Yes. Next question.
Okay. How about clothing?
Have that with you too. Sometimes, depending on mission. When combat mission and low chase frequently happen, we carry clothing like you.
Oh, I see.
Patrol also. Rescue, no. Why in rescue vehicle have equipment for survival on planet when we rescue? Why? Waste of weight and space.
Ah. Okay. Now, is there any way where we can assist you guys?
Yes.
Oh, good.
When is it Sedona next? When you